Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. A man wanted in connection to the fatal shooting of a Topeka baby is in custody. 29-year-old Alfred Smith was taken into custody in another state on unrelated charges. Two-month-old Alonzo Smith died after he was shot at an apartment complex in central Topeka. The investigation into the child's death continues. There will be no swimming allowed at this year's Dam Jam in Sedgwick County. Here's Jared Cirello.
Blue-green algae is to blame, but the show must go on. County and state health officials say Lake Afton water is unsafe for human contact. Organizers say they've already sold more than 3,000 tickets for the Summer Music Festival, which runs today and tomorrow at Lake Afton near Goddard. Ticket and lineup information is at thedamjam.com.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 14 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. According to Stan Remington, the CEO and president of Frontier Ag Incorporated, harvest is further behind in the northwest part of the state, which is 60 to 70% complete and well behind the normal timeline for the area. With the weather forecast showing temperatures in the mid-90s and no chances of rain as of now, harvest could finish up by the end of next week. Remington said along Highway 36, the wheat harvest has been the best in the territory. The area had some moisture last fall that got the wheat up, snow throughout the winter, and rains this spring. Moisture was timely but not early enough for disease to set in, allowing wheat to grow into more of its yield potential. As a result, yield started out at 70 to 80 bushels per acre, with protein ranging from 10 to 11% where yields are high, and adjusting to 12% further east where conditions were drier. Test weights started excellent at 61 to 62 pounds per bushel, with daily averages now at 58 bushels per acre, though weeds are starting to be more of an issue for producers. Weather has been a constant battle since the day harvest started. In addition to rain delays, producers can only cut from mid-afternoon to dark thanks to fog in the mornings and humidity that comes with the rising and setting of the sun. Two different sizable hail events along the Cheyenne-Sherman County line eliminated some acres, along with significant damage to the corn and other fall crops. Still, Remington said producers will take the moisture because fall crops that weren't hit by hail are looking fantastic. Overall, though, Frontier Ag expects to end up with 60% of the historical average for bushels across their draw area, which extends from the Colorado line up to the Nebraska border across Highway 36, dropping down to Highway 24 to Hill City, then down to Ransom and back across the I-70 corridor from Waukene to Goodland. Remington also noted that grain shipments from northwest Kansas depend on how the final crop unfolds, but he said he was excited for when the Amber Wave wheat gluten plant comes online in Phillipsburg for additional marketing opportunities for area producers. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. Recent rounds of severe weather, including hail and high winds, have left many Kansans with damage to their homes, vehicles, and property. And as Kansans recover from storms, many homeowners may be filing a claim on their homeowner's insurance. So Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt encourages Kansans dealing with the aftermath of severe weather to consult the department's homeowners claim settlement checklist to help them navigate post-storm recovery. Schmidt said the department has been in contact with local authorities across the state after the most recent storms to offer assistance. She added that residents should secure their home, contact their insurance agent, document the damage, and contact the department if you have any insurance issue, and you should also beware of fly-by-night contractors. Often, severe weather can bring a host of contractors knocking on your door with offers to fix your damage or even help you work with your insurance. However, you should always be sure to get more than one bid and consult trusted sources to find a reputable contractor. Be very skeptical of a contractor who pressures you to sign over your assignment of benefits on your claim, as this gives them full authority to negotiate and make decisions with the insurance company without you. You can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484, by email kid.webcomplaints@ks.gov, or visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. According to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, on July 10th, 33-year-old Stephen Samuelson of Oakley, Kansas, pled guilty to willful destruction of wildlife, as well as hunting without a proper and valid big game license, aggravated illegal possession of wildlife, failure to prepare wildlife for human consumption, hunting in a careless manner, and illegal taking of wildlife after poaching a moose in Colorado. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reported that Samuelson received a 2-year deferred jail sentence on the felony charge, and that means it will be waived if he meets the terms of the plea agreement and 2 years of unsupervised probation. In addition, Colorado Parks and Wildlife said Samuelson was fined nearly $20,000 and surrendered the bow he used to poach the moose, as well as other property that contained evidence of the crime, including his cell phone. Samuelson of Oakley was also assessed 65 points against his hunting license, which is 20 needed to suspend his hunting privileges. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, July 19th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Ron Briery, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the July 5, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 2 building permits presented for approval. Jeremy Ballou was present on behalf of the program of Legos for Leukemia, and he stated that their mission is to provide comfort, ease fear, and entertain children through their uncomfortable and trying time spent fighting illness, and this is done with Legos through donations. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to donate $100 to Legos for Leukemia, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to take the discussion off the table for the agreement with the Norton Mini Speedway LLC, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the agreement between the City of Norton and the Norton Mini Speedway LLC. Jason Davis asked if they were required to sign the agreement at that time because they are exploring other options. Abigail Horn told him that they did not have to sign it then, and she said that it takes effect when it is signed by the Norton Mini Speedway LLC. Mayor Jones stated that he is in favor of the Mini Speedway. A vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Ron Briery voting no. Mayor Jones asked about putting a warning sign for the bump in the street in the 100 block of West Washington until the street can be fixed. And he also reported that he heard people from out of town talking about how clean the city of Norton is, and he thanked the city crews for their work. Norton Police Chief Jay Sharp reported that he received word from Dave Barber from the USDA that both the vehicle and generator grants were approved, and Dave wants to be present at the next council meeting to obligate these grants. Jay also reported that the new vehicles that were received a few weeks ago will be going to Dodge City today, Friday, to JR's Audios to begin the upfit process. He then reported that the body cams should be up and running by the end of next week, and everyone will be trained, and he would like to make some minor changes to the job description for the assistant police chief position. Motions were made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the sidewalk and curb replacement agreements for 318 South 1st Street and 435 South 1st Street. The votes were taken and the motions carried. City Administrator James Maru reported that the water tower work has been completed and everything is back online and going good. He also reported that clarifier number one at the wastewater treatment plant has been drained for work to be done on the diffusers, and the work should be completed next week. Gerald Jones asked when the skate park would be usable again, and James said that it should be ready on Monday. Gerald also asked about the issue with the placement of the fence at 312 West Woodsfield, and Abigail said she has sent a letter to the property owner to have the issue resolved by August 7, 2023. Gerald then asked about the ponding of the water on Wilberforce and Archer, and James said that it has been addressed and will be resolved in the future. Ron Briery reported that David Ryman wants to thank Dan Bainter and the Public Works crew for cutting and removing a limb from a tree from his property that fell over into the street last week. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to approve Resolution 18-2023, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, regarding the governing body's intent to levy a property tax exceeding the revenue neutral rate. The resolution has a proposed mill levy of 70.0 mills, and Dennis stated that the City of Norton can set the mill levy lower than 70.0 mills, but cannot set it higher than 70.0 mills. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to set a budget hearing for the 2024 budget for September 6, 2023 at 5:55 p.m., and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Blue Cross and Blue Shield health insurance had a very small increase for the new contract year and a decrease in the dental part of the plan. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to accept Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance renewal. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 14 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:17 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM/FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The Federal Reserve's multiple rate hikes have appeared to reduce inflation significantly over the past 9 months. They've also helped put the brakes on record farm land sales that were common since 2021. Paul Shattuck is Farmers National Company's Senior Vice President for Real Estate Operations.
When we look at those sales that happened last fall, there were a lot of record sales being made for high-quality land, and you just didn't notice that some of those values for maybe what we call our Class B and C level farms, those prices kind of started to slow down a little bit. And then when the Fed released their fourth quarter Midwestern Bank survey, that kind of confirmed that those values that had been increasing by anywhere from 15 to 20% year over year were slowing down to more like 5%.
Shattuck says demand remains strong for prime farmland, but has cooled in areas impacted by drought. He also attributes a recent cooling of the commodity markets to the slowdown that has resulted in a higher percentage of buyers seeking farmland as an investment.
Nearly 80% of the time, the successful buyer of a farm is going to be a local area operator. That hasn't changed at all. However, we do have some kind of renewed investor interest because when those land values went high, that eliminated some of the investor interest because it didn't help reach their return on investment criteria. And so a lot of them are kind of coming back into the market because they see new opportunities for maybe buying at the right price to reach their ROI. And there's definitely some renewed interest.
That's Paul Shattuck, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations with Farmers National Company, and this is the Kansas Ag Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll get a break from the heat today, and we should get a break from the severe weather, at least through the weekend, with the weather pattern stabilizing a little bit in the central plains. Cool high pressure is set up over Kansas today. A few lingering showers or thunderstorms will be possible into the early afternoon, mainly in the eastern and southeastern counties. Elsewhere, we get partly cloudy skies with a few isolated thunderstorms. Looks like the whole state will stay in the 70s and 80s today. On the map heading into this afternoon, high pressure is over north-central Kansas, and we still have low and mid-level moist air with some cloud cover hanging around for a while, but a little bit of sunshine as well. A few showers or thunderstorms will linger in the southeast counties into the afternoon with just isolated precipitation for the rest of our state. A stationary frontal boundary is off to our south with low pressure over southeast Oklahoma. The hot spot for severe weather today will be northeast New Mexico and just east of the Rockies. Cool air will stay over Kansas through the afternoon. We'll have a nice break from the heat, but then we're back in the upper 80s tomorrow and 90s on Sunday. High pressure will strengthen a little bit over western Kansas as we get into the late afternoon and evening. Looking at Saturday, high pressure will move into the central Rockies, extending into our region. Sunny skies to start the day with a few afternoon clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the north central and northeast counties. Sunday looks dry and warmer. We're back in the 90s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 70s to low 80s with low 60s overnight. Low to mid 80s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 60s. Low to mid-80s northeast and low 60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 70s southwest and tonight upper 50s and low 60s. Upper 70s south central, tonight we're in the low to mid-60s. Upper 70s and low 80s southeast and tonight low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...